going to say a word about what Rosh Yehuda said about the Tzaras Tefillah. I have a feeling from the types of questions I'm getting from the Olam that the Olam doesn't understand B'chal Ol Matzah during Yom Kippur. Maybe I'll take a few minutes tonight, now a quarter to 11 gathering, to explain it a little bit. I wrote an article over Yom Tov in a magazine. But how'd you see it? You get the Yeshiva magazine? Is it Yeshiva again? What? What's it called again? Hayim, not on with DS2. What about the drift? Oh, the idea was about something else. It was a Charlie Kirk. Yeah, very popular. Either way, most of you don't understand B'chal what the topic is, so maybe for a few minutes, if one of you send me an anonymous question about what it's about, I'll explain it. But I just want to say one thing which is important to Negev, that if you take a step back, above all the cynicism and the tzonos, myself today in Eretz Yisrael, a bachur who's sitting in yeshiva whose draft age is considered a criminal, and there's an arrest warrant on him. There's already been hundreds of bachur who've been arrested. I'll tell you something. Yesterday there was a, I don't know what it's called in the Supreme Court over here, which is the source of the issues here. Yesterday there was a hearing where the Rishayim came and said that, like, what's going on? There's 50,000 people who are supposed to be drifted. Why are they not all in jail? So one of the representatives of the government, of the army, said they don't have enough places in jail for all these Bachurim. So the justice is, how many places do you have? He said 1,000. So at least they arrest 1,000 Bachurim. But what is this business that they're walking around free? You have 1,000 places, so put 1,000 Bachurim in jail this afternoon. If you take a look from a historical picture of how we got to a matzav that the only place where a bachur who's 19 years old is not allowed to learn goes to jail, then you can have a discussion. If you're Mizrahi and you believe in Ashalta Tegula, whatever that kfir is, and you believe in the Bevakasha, but the idea that in what's called the Jewish state, it's been denied the right to say that, listen, this is what we believe in, and we believe in Torah. Imagine if in England or France or in New York City, the new mayor, Hashem Yirachem, if he gets elected, he'll get up and say, listen, I don't think Torah is a productive thing. Go out and work. The other would have a same in a tightness and suck the afer for weeks at an end. So the idea, there are two aspects over here. There's a lower level aspect of the fact that in Eretz Yisrael in 2025, in Tav Shem Pei Vav, a boy is 19, 20, all my children are under arrest warrants, okay? And the son of those, except for the older ones who are past the draft age. And the idea that you're not allowed to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael if you're 19 and older, if you take a step back and think about it, it's not to be believed. So it's not like some of you think that maybe it's a political issue, maybe it's a political problem, maybe it's a Israeli problem. It's not about that at all. It's about Torah. And if you have shaykhs to Torah, if you're Jewish, I didn't say yeshiva, I didn't say shaykhs to Eilma Torah, I didn't use cliche. I said if you're Jewish and you understood that Raglenu, that we stood at Har Sinai, and that's B'chal our existence, so you understand that there's a major event, that if you're not part of it, you're not part of Klal Yisrael. That's Aleph. But the second akud is even more than that. And that is that I'm not sure, since the Holocaust was there was a Chilul Hashem in the Bria. Chilul Hashem. That in Eretz Yisrael, in the Eretz HaKadosha, under a Jewish government, you're not allowed to learn. As a Chilul Hashem there never was. The only place in the world where Bloch is not allowed to learn legally is Eretz Yisrael. And the purpose of the Kenneth today is two purposes. One is to daven. Hopefully we'll come together a few hundred thousand, maybe more than that, Eden from all over, and daven together, but everyone knows what to daven for. But we're davening for a Klai, so we're davening for the Bria, we're davening for what we're here for, otherwise life has no meaning. The second akut is, you're coming to be, your presence is a mocha of the Chil Hashem, that Yidden in a Jewish country don't let you learn. And Chas v'Shalom, you shouldn't, somebody doesn't participate in that mocha means you don't care. Then it's Chil Hashem, Chil Kuvayda Yisbarach. At the end of the day, under all the cynicism and all the latzanas and all the cover-ups and everything, at the end of the day, that's what our lives are for. That's what our kappas and zaytas gave their lives for over thousands of years. I don't think there's been such a... I can't think of a bigger chilul Hashem than that. And the etzem presence at a kenes tefillah over such a topic is a statement of A, you're there for kavod shemayim, B, you're there for Torah. So all of you, it's a chayv kaddish. It's not, I mean, I was surprised that people even asked me. get your hats and jackets, and at 2:10 the yeshiva is marching towards its designated place in the thing, and it's a bare minimum of being part of Klal Yisrael. Daven a little bit, your presence as a yid, forget about as a yeshiva bachur, kolshkin as a yeshiva bachur, kolshkin as a ben Torah, kolshkin as somebody who has shaychus to the Torah HaKadosh. There are events in life, this is one of them, by the way. This is a major, major event in the history of Klal Yisrael. This is something which never happened before. This is stories which happened in the Yevonim. Didn't let you learn Torah. You understand? We're talking about Hanukkah time again. We're starting the whole thing. By the way, who are the Yevonim? The Yevonim were Yidden, by the way. Didn't let you learn Torah. It was Mesiyadim. So history comes back again, and this is the battle between Tov and Ra, between light and darkness. And Baruch Hashem, we're on the right side of the fence as we look at history unravel. This is one of those times. There aren't that many times. If the Eibishter put you here today, Thursday, Erev Parshas Lech Lecha in Yerushalayim, where all of Klal Yisrael was coming together, then there must be a reason why he put you here. He didn't put you here, he didn't put you there, he didn't put you in the freezer, he put you here. And if he put you here, it means he wants you to be here, and he wants you to be Meicha for Kvoidai, and to daven for Yeshua. We believe, by the way, Klal Yisrael comes together, a few hundred thousand people, expecting 500,000 people, maybe more. Klal Yisrael comes together with a Zat Tefillah and a Zakah and Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That could do more than all the Hishtatlis and all the pressures and all the demonstrations and all the Afghanis and all, I mean, the Dam Devishtah. Devishtah runs the world and he's the one who made the Gezer and he's the one who's going to fix it. So this is an opportunity for you more than anything else. Okay. Let's hop around. I took a day today to let you absorb what we did the whole week over here. I think it was important, in my opinion. Well, I heard it says very important. You're the only one that counts there, what you say. And I was learning it over again. I was only doing all this one here from scratch. The taste is inside, the Russian side. Let's go over again. We spoke about it, and I want to make two major additions. One to the Tesis, a smaller addition, and then to the Rosh, a major addition. Let's go. What do we have here? We started off the week with... I'm not saying Chazor Rosh. Chazor Rosh is when I say Rosh Hashanah. I want to go over the Zach again. I want to Shtel Levek again. I said at the beginning of the week, and I said the whole week, that the topic that we're talking about over here is when you have a Sfeika de Moina, you have a fight between two people about an object. Is the emesis that in Shas, as the Eilim realizes, there are only two psokim that appear. There are different cases, but there are two psokim that appear. One psok that appears in our Mishnah, and I repeat again, only in our Mishnah, and the auxiliary brises that the Gemara brings, is the psok of Yachleiku. The other psok that appears in Bobasa Dachlamat Aleph is called the Langbar. Yemunach is not a psok, by the way. Yemunach is we pass it, we don't do anything. There are two psokim of how to deal with this thing. And broke out, this is how, without Rishonim, where would we be? So Lalach, if you're writing a Shulchan Aruch, how do you baskin? When do you do this? When do you do that? How do you resolve this asafik? Broke out a huge machlekes between the Tosis and the Rosh, and I want to talk about Kama Vakama problem today. The set of rules that Tosis put down, was that the Richter Gepsak for a Sufik is called Longbar. That's the Psak. There's only one psak. When two people have a fight about something, Zayim Rishalavoyse, they have a fight about a piece of land, they have a fight about a ship, Zayim Rishali. Two people come to bed, they have a fight. Whose is it? Whose is mine? You're right. There's a car here. Whose is it? Whose car is it? Meisim b'chol yom. Sfeika d'moina. Shnayim oitzim. So the psak is called Olivah. So what's Amish Nechaliku? Amish is a completely different story. It's a different world. Amish is talking about a case where both guys are holding on to it. Where, when they're holding on to it, each one has what's called a chazaka with an anansadi. And that anansadi is the reason why we do a psak yachleiku. And this is what's called in the belt of psak vade. That means mitzad sofik. When you have a sofik, there's only one psak called a longvar. I repeat. When you have a sofik, there's only one psak called a longvar. The reason why over here we paskin yachleiku, I'm saying it's slightly different than I said it the whole week, because we don't have a sofik. The Cheskes Mamon resolved it. We don't have a suffix in front of us. The Cheskes Mamon resolved it. That's the correct way of saying it, by the way. It's the sharp way of saying it. The reason why over here we pass it, because the correct psak by a suffix is called Dolong Var. But over here we don't pass in called Dolong Var because we don't have a suffix here. What do you mean you don't have a suffix? The Cheskes Mamon resolved it. The Cheskes Mamon said what happened. The Cheskes Mamon said, for you it's Chetzi, for you it's Chetzi. We spoke at length at great length, which I'm not going over now, but here's what I want to bring out, a major Hosafot HaTosfos, which I spoke to a number of Talmidei Chacham this morning to discuss the different aspects of what I'm going to say now. There's a dilemma in Develt, Rav Shlomo Hyman, Rav Chanan. This Shnayim Eretzim Betalas, that, like I'm saying, a new Lashon today, that it's not a Sofik, because we have a Chazaka. What is the level of this Chazaka? It's a Chazaka of a Hechacha? It's a Chazaka that tells me a story? It's a Chazaka that's a Birur? It's a Chazaka that's a Raya? It's a Chazaka from Ashatach Yadam Rei Shalei, because I'm looking for we're not going to know. So we brought many Rayas then. I'm not going over the Rayas now. The main Raya was from Manashlishi. Over there, there's no Raya. There's no Hechacha. And we said that it's a lower level part, it's a part of Cheskes Mammon that says Nemon that the money is his. I want to say a major nafkamina that I didn't say over during the week. What would be a case, and this case that I'm going to bring now is Machlekes between the Shach and the Shev Shmeitzah in Shmeitzah Dalet Perek Yud Gimel. This Machlekes I'm going to bring down, I'm telling you an idea for the end of the week, but it brings out the power of what I just said. The Shmeitzah, Shev Shmeitzah, Shmeitzah Dalet Perek Yud Gimel brings down a Machlekes between himself and the Shach. Listen to the story. It's an interesting story. What happens if a guy's a Marakama? Let's try the guy's a Marakama. Everybody knows that Reuven owns this talus. It's his talus. He has a, what do you call it on it? What's the thing? Fancy people have their name. Not Torah. No, he has a monogram, right? He has a name, right? Okay, he has a monogram on it. Here's what it is, Mike, afterwards. No, it's not expensive. It's people who don't know their name. Yeah, so it says, the guy has talus, he's a Marakama. We know who owns it, okay? We know who owns it. Listen to the story. So we have a talus with a Bavusta Marakama, and two guys come into Besdin. Yeah? Two guys come into Besdin, holding on to a talus. Zoyim Rishali, Zoyim Rishali. And the guy says, it's my talus, I bought it from you. He's a well-known Marakama. And two guys come in holding on to it. One of them is a Marakama, and the other guy comes holding on for dear life, saying, what do you do? The same story of Shnayim Eretzim Betalas, where one of them is a Marakama. So, it's very interesting, the Shach says over there, Yachleku, Shnayim Eretzim Betalas, either is a Marakama. So it's very interesting. I don't understand the Shach. Bishlema, if the Anan Sadi of Tosis would be a Cheskes Kolma, the way Bishlema Haiman learned, the way Bachona learned. There's a Cheskes Kolma, we know that it's yours. That's how I painted it out for you. Bishlema Haiman says it before us, Bachona says it before us, Bishlema says it before us, Bishlema says it before us in Abi Ezri. So then I have a Mordek and Afkabina. Well, B, if two guys come into Bez, and one of them is a bar comment, all the guy's holding on to it, saying, you sold it to me. Will we say Yachleku or not? So if Shnayim Eretzim Betalas has a Dargo of Cheskes Kolma, so I understand the Shach will say Yachleku, even in a case where there's a Marakama. But if we hold that all these cases are not cases of Cheskes Kolma, because when two people hold on to it, that's not called a Cheskes Kolma, in the case of Manash Lishi for Shonat. So what happens when there's a Marakama? We already spoke that when there's a Marakama, Chazaka without a Hechacha doesn't work. What's out my classic raya that a Chazaka without a Hechacha doesn't work against the Marakama? Gredris. The classic case of Gredris is where somebody's horse is in my chatzah. It's by me. I'm holding on to his horse. Those have to be the chatzah. And he comes along and says, hey, what's my horse doing? I say, I bought it for him. We send it back. It's by me. I have a tafos. I have cheskes momentary. It's no, but I guess the marakam. You have to have a raya, correct? And calls mine, it's Gredris, where it could be the animal walked in. So the etzim presence of the horse by you is not a raya to anything. So we send it back. So here's a huge nafkamina. I'm presenting to a huge nafkamina between the pshat of Rav Shlema and the pshat of that we said. In a case of the Shach, it's not like the Shach Shmaitzah dedicates three or four prakim to this topic. When you have Shnayim Eretzim Betalas, one of them is a Marakama. If the gather of an Atzad is a gather of Chazak Kama Shetach Shel Shulay, it will help. And the din will be Yachleku, by the way. The din will be Yachleku. It will be an Atzad. However, if the din is not a din of Hechacha, it's just a din of Cheskes Mammon. Cheskes Mammon doesn't work against the Marakama. So then, in a case of Marakama, the Shach din won't be correct. Now, since we proved, I'm really coming to ask Kakasha, by the way, and that's what I spoke to Talmidei Chacham this morning. Since we proved unequivocally that Tosfos never said that it's called an Anan Sadi, it's called a Hechacha, never such a thing, is the Chayyur the Shach's din, is not true, the Chayyur. I'm not going to be talking on a shach. But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, the shach in the machor shouldn't be true, because if it doesn't mean a cheskas moment of a raya, to go up against a morakam, you have to have a chacha, like you move from Kratris. That was Shitas Tosis. So Shitas Tosis is that the fundamental correct psak is called on gra. Over here, it's not a psak sofik, it's a psak vade atkan. Tosis spoke out, asked, so what's the Gemara's kasha about one of Shlishi? In fact, Tosis, what's the Gemara asking about one of Shlishi? Slowly. In fact, Tosis, what's the Gemara asking about one of Shlishi? In fact, Tosis, what's the Gemara asking from one of Shlishi? Over there, there's no Eisen. So what's the Gemara want to Shmi Yachleku? And Tosis, what's the Gemara also called, you're both holding on to it. We explained two different Mahalchim why it's called holding on to it. The disciple of Rebbe Kiveger, Ayin Shom. So what's Taka the Teretz? So what's Taka the Teretz? Why Taka by Mara Shlishi we don't do Yachleku? The Gemara says, Yisayikul Enechul Kekhoel Zemes. What does that mean? How are we having an Ansadi? How are we having an Ansadi? The answer is, how are we having an Ansadi? The answer is, we don't do Kurmazachin. And that's why Taisa says, like I explained yesterday at length, it's totally reality. Is it Kurmaz or not Kurm? Could it be? Could it not be? That's there. And then Taisa says, from Sumkas. Why by Sumkas? I don't care if it's Chalukah Chalas Emes. Taisa says, Sumkas is a different type of suffix. It's called the draw the minor. We're going to talk about Sumkas at length on Beis Amibes. Now I want to talk at length about the Shita of the Rosh. And I want to say a major, major, major Hesafah. And there's a reason why I printed out for you today the Taisa Bab Basra. Listen carefully now. All Rabbi Zeno taught us that the Rosh argues. Where do we see the Rosh argues? If I wanted to say how the Rosh argues, I can show it to you in the Taisa Bab Basra. So Shita number one is the Shita of Taisa, like I just explained, and all the Pratim and Pratipot that we spoke over. Can I ask you to take out your Taisa Bab Basra that I printed out for you today? I want to learn it inside. And I want to say now a major Hesafa and Hashlama to what we said. Listen carefully now. Look inside. Vim Taimar, Maishna Mishnah Merzim Metal, Dalma Vrejba Matiyah Diachleku. Porsche Rabbeinu Tam, this Rabbeinu Tam is the Rosh. Right, this is Shani. Kimish Hashneem Mokzakum Boi, Inkalm Laniach Shigzal Echad Lechaveru Lechoshe Kilo Ani Yoyed Shish Hashneem Chelik Kol Shechol Dabi Yishnaham Nuchesk Mishu Biyodik Kavina Gavinaz Kedir Rabba. The other of them is the Chatvi Chashina Legaz, and the Chayat Shalom Kilo Hayo Boro Shaisa Naska Shalaisa Shaya Mokzak Bo. Stop here, we'll stop here, okay? This Rabbeinu Tam is a carbon copy of the Rosh. By the way, with a lot less wording. He says clearly, or Rabbi Sazami was Medayik, that it's a different shot, it's not Tesis. What does he say? Why did you call the Gravara here? He says, I can't do call the Gravara here. I can't do Rock, I can't have one guy steal from the other. It's crystal clear, right? So I'll ask you, and I asked you on earlier in the week, okay, you can't do call the Gravara, why are you doing Yachleiku? The Tesis in Baba Basra, together with the Rosh, do not explain why we do Yachleiku. They explain why you don't do call the Gravara. Like we explained at length. So why do you do Yachleiku? Yachleiku is a psak sofik. So the Taisim Baba Kama, never, Taisim Baba Basra with the Rosh, now we begin, Tifa Raid, hold on to you, see I'm saying the hardest raid of the week. Taisim Baba Basra never said that the reason why we do Yachleiku is because of Shnayim Erzen. Taisim said, I can't do Kol Dagmar, so by default you do Yachleiku. What's that Yachleiku? Yachleiku is a Psak Sofik, might be spoken at length. By the way, in parentheses, which I'm not going to have time now to go over, because it's a Psak Sofik, he had a whole new set of rules, what's called Enechleik Kol Zemes, which was yesterday's year. Because it's a psak sofik, we had a whole new set of rules, what's called Enechlip Kelzemes, with this funny business of looking at a Kaidem Machlokusum as opposed to after Machlokusum. And we spoke a whole day about that yesterday, and the Ilum got it clear, even though you don't agree with it, but I understand it 1,000,000%. Shver Rosh, as Rosh said. Now I'm going to begin. Look inside Tosis here. Frek Tosis, I'm going to say Tifa right now. Frek Tosis. What's this kashi? I want to stop here. I'm going to say Mori de Kareid, which is a Mori de Kayantiv. Yeah, listen carefully now. Taisen Bob Basra, Stoldevek, the Yisrael of the Rosh. Rabbeinu Tam, what did he say? The Psak is called Dalang Par. You can't do Kol Dalang Par over here. Why not? So why do we do Chalukah? Not because of Oichsen. Why do we do Chalukah? Because that's the second best psak. My Bebeisis, what's this kasha from Manash Lijina? I'm teaching you how to learn. In fact, Toysis and Bob Basra, so how could you compare Manash Lijina to where to Yachleiku? There's no Oichsen over there. I understand. What's the problem? Somebody said that Yachleiku is because of Oichsen? Why in our Mishnah, according to Rabbeinu Tam slash the Rosh, why is the Yechlik Ronah Mishnah? Why is the Yechlik Ronah Mishnah, according to Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh? What's the reason? Why is Yechlik? It's a Psak Sophic. So the Gemara said, Mori de Kastira, Maman Ashlishi, you say Yechlik. But what's this Kasha? Toys and Bobasra is the same Kasha Toys by us. Now that you're telling me that we say Yechlik, because it's Eichlin, what the Gemara is for Maman Ashlishi? Fergich, it's a printing mistake. It's a printing mistake. It's a printing mistake. Tois is by us who says that the reason why you do Yachleiku is because it's Oichzin. Tois asks a more ridiculous kasha. What are you asking Manashlishi should have Yachleiku? There's no Oichzin there. According to Tois is by us, Yachleiku is not a psak. We never do Yachleiku. The only time, the only reason, the only sibur why we do Yachleiku is why? Because there's two Rebbe Natsadi says give half. If one of Gimel ask him by Manashlishi, we should say Yachleiku. In fact, Taisin over there, there's no reason to Yachleiku. Taisin says over there, it's Eichzin also. But according to Rabbeinu Tam of Bava Basra and the Rosh, he never said that Yachleiku needs Eichzin. Yachleiku is a Psak Sofik. Why? You don't call the whole crowd out. That's not your business. Yachleiku is a Psak Sofik. In fact, if one of Gimel and Aleph, Yachleiku is a Psak Sofik. So why do Manashlishi don't do Yachleiku? Why do Manashlishi don't do Yachleiku? What are you going to tell me? We only say Yachleiku by Eichzin, and over there it's not Eichzin? Who said you only say Yachleiku by Eichzin? So the Gemara of Gimel Amud Aleph asks a bombastic kasha. Shnei Eichzin Metalis, you passing Yachleiku, why? Because we never saw you passing Yachleiku. So I don't want to say you don't, you do that. What's the problem with the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is a beautiful kasha. The Gemara's kasha is a beautiful kasha. The Gemara says, here you passing Yachleiku, and here you say Yemunach. That we only say Yachleiku when I have a positive Anan Sadi. So Tosis by us asks a bomb kasha. What are you asking for Manashlishi to Shaim Erzin? Shaim Erzin is a reason why we say Yachleiku. Manashlishi doesn't have that reason. Manashlishi is not Erzin. Never tells you Manashlishi is also Erzin. But according to Tosis by Basra and the Rosh, we never said the Yachleiku needs Erzin. Yachleiku is a good Psak Sofik. Yachleiku is a legal term to Psak Sofik. So the Gemara that Gemara asks a bomb kasha. Why in the Mishnah by Shnei Merchs and Metallas do you pass Yachleiku or Manashlishi? You don't. What in the world is Tosfos Bava Basra talking about? Tosfos Bava Basra asks, "Behold, the Medami Lehosam Talas Lishar." What's the problem? Ma'beya. Somebody said the Yachleiku requires an Antzadi. Tosfos Bava Basra never said Yachleiku requires an Antzadi. Yachleiku is a Psak Sofik. So we have a steer. I see two places by Shnei Merchs and Metallas we pass Yachleiku, and over there we don't pass Yachleiku. What's the difference? What did Tosis and Bava Basra ask? What's his kasha? What's his kasha? What does he want? Tosis' answer is like Yavayas. No, they're also what's called Eichzim. What do you want? He never said that Yachleiku requires Eichzim. So according to the Tosis by Yavayas who says Yachleiku is only by Eichzim, Tosis raises a Gishrei Ad HaShemayim. So what's the Gemara asking on Manashlishi? What's the Gemara asking on Manashlishi? Should have Yachleiku? Manashlishi is not Eichzim. That's a monumental kasha. Which pushed Tosis into a corner to say one of the weirdest things you've ever seen. That Manashlishi is called Eichzin, because the Nifkat's holding for both of them, that weird Zach. But Tosis and Babasra, everything is fine. Yachleiku is a Psak Sofik. So the Gemara asks a simple, innocent stira. Why over here do you pass in Yachleiku, and over there you pass in Yemunach? Why didn't you tell me Yachleiku is only by Shnei Eichzin? What's that? Is that true? Nobody said that. Nobody said it. So it's a Psak Sofik. By both places we don't say kol dan gra'al. So for some reason over there we don't say kol dan gra'al, correct? Yeah. No, by Yemunach, Manashlishi. But that's not a problem with the Gemara's kasha now. By Manashlishi you say kol dan gra'al? For whatever reason, I don't care why. You don't say, right? Okay, so we're done. I have two places where you don't say kol dan gra'al. One place you say Yachleiku, one place you say Yemunach. That's a more like a kasha. So the Gemara's kasha, that Gemara is beautiful. I have two places where you don't say kol dan gra'al. And one place you do Yachleiku, and one place you do Yemunach. Isn't that a Moedig Akasha? What's the problem? What's the problem? You don't need Eichzin for Yachleiku. Leitois is all you need Eichzin for Yachleiku. Leitois is all you need Eichzin for Yachleiku. Leitois is all you need Eichzin for Yachleiku. So the Moedig Akasha of Manashlishi is a catastrophe. A catastrophe. A chorban. What are you comparing? Yachleiku? Yachleiku is only by... I want to say it in a more cynical way. According to Tosfos, Yachleiku is not a psak. There's no such psak with Yachleiku. Ain't democracy. So quite the taste is the walls that is no such sack called Yachleiku. So the Gemara's kasha came over out to what a shlishi is a catastrophe. What do you mean she's the Yachleiku about a shlishi? There's no such thing called Yachleiku. There's no such thing called Yachleiku. When you have an atzadi, about a shlishi is not an atzadi. Every taste of velt schiddish that the nifkat's holding it for both, so it's called an atzadi. But the taste is both Basra and the Rosh, they never said that Yachleiku needs an atzadi. Yachleiku's a kupsak. So the Gemara's Gemara is the kastira. I see two places where you don't do kol don var. One place you do Yachleiku, one place you do kriyeh munach. So it's more like a kasha. So it's asking about Basra, they ask the answer, no, the nifkat's holding it. Why? There's no need for it. Everything's good. The Gemara's beautiful. And this, by the way, this kasha that I'm asking brings out the power of the difference between Taisis and the Rosh. According to Taisis, I want to hear what I just said. There's also Psak with Yachleiku. There's also Psak. Well, you have an Ansadi, we give each guy half because we know each guy has half. So then the Gemara's kasha to Marashlishi is a catastrophe. Marashlishi doesn't have Yachleiku. But according to the Rosh and the Taisis of Rabbein Tam, we never said that. We never said that the Yachleiku is that an Ansadi. Yachleiku is Yachleiku. So the Gemara is a beautiful kasha. What's this one? I'll tell you, Dachar, this is not to be believed. What's the answer to this question? What does Taisis, this is the ultimate Yom HaDin of everything I said the whole week. What is Taisis involved Basra with the Sheet of the Rosh of Yadam? Ask Akasha what a Shlishi. That means either we believe what we said the whole week or not. If we believe what we said the whole week, which is Emes Lamitoi, that Yachleik is a Psak Sofik, so the Gwesk is a beautiful Akasha. I have two places we don't do Kol Dolan Gvar. One place do Yachleik, what be Yemunah? What forced Taisis to say that the case of Monashlishi is a case of Oilzen? Or say Tifer? Although the feet Taisis in both Basra and the Rosh, the Oilzen only plays a role to Naka called Dolan Gvar. Anyway, there's no Kol Dolan Gvar there. Did I hear what I just ate it on? According to Taisis and Bobas and the Rosh, Oichzen only plays a role to knock out Kol Dolan Gvar, correct? Anyway, over there by Marashlishi, there's no Kol Dolan Gvar for some reason, right? So we knocked out Kol Dolan Gvar, so now we start with the steerer. When you knocked out Kol Dolan Gvar, what do you pass it? I might ask you also in a more cynical way. What if Taisis answer there, it's Oichzen? And what does Oichzen do over there, by the way? What is Taisis answer? Marashlishi is called Oichzen. This is the way I'm asking it. What is Taisis answer? Marashlishi is called Oichzen. What is Oichzen called, by the way? What does the Marashlishi do? What does Oichzen do by Marashlishi? What does Oichzen do by Marashlishi in Taisis in both Basra and the Rosh? That you can't steal, you can't do Kol Dolan Gvar. But I can't do Kol Dolan Gvar there anyway. That was never an option. It was Yehi Munach. I just twisted the knife tighter. What if Taisis answer? No, Marashlishi is called Oichzen. And what? And therefore what? If I can't do Kol Dolan Gvar, right? But anyway, I can't do Kol Dolan Gvar over there, because then over there is Yehimunah. Taisis Kasha wasn't that we should say Kol Dolan Gvar over there. That wasn't Taisis Kasha. That wasn't Taisis Kasha. It's wonderful, but that wasn't Taisis Kasha, correct? What about? I'll get to it in a second, but that wasn't Taisis Kasha. Taisis asked, how can you compare our Mishnah of Yachleiku to Marashlishi? Because I don't know what the Kasha is. I have two places where you don't do Kol Dolan Gvar. Taisis didn't ask, why did you do Kol Dolan Gvar over there? Taisis didn't ask, why did you do Kol Dolan Gvar over there? That wasn't Taisis Kasha. Taisis Kasha was, how could you compare over here to over there? What's the problem? It's a point blank comparison. I have two places where you don't do Kol Dolan Gvar, and one place you do Yachleiku, and one place you do Yemunah. What's the problem? And when Taisis answered, no, they're both holding it. And therefore what? If you can't do Kol Dolan Gvar, that wasn't your Kasha, by the way. Your Kasha wasn't the way you do Kol Dolan Gvar over there. I'll tell you a Zach, which will blow your mind, Mamish. When I was young, here was many, many years ago, decades I would say, could be centuries. Yeah. We were oimid, me and my chavrusa, on a terrace on this kasha, but now already I saw this morning that the Nochem already said it and it's printed there already, so it took the Gishmak out of it. But I remember the day that we mutured on this to get the pshat, tell what the MS of pshat is, but now I saw all the achrayim who printed, and I recently opened this terrace, they must have stolen it from us. Pshat like this, everyone says this. Tifa fart. If you open up the Taisa Rosh by us over here, Taisa Rosh is word for word the Taisa Bob Basra. Makes sense, he's the Rosh. Taisa Rosh is the Taisa Bob Basra. So, Taisa Rosh starts off and he says that, I'm going to tell you this after, it's unbelievable. When I thought about Bob Tzib as man, I thought about this Taisa Rosh. Other Taisa Rosh also, but bigger this one. Yarosh, have you thought about Bob Tzib as man? No. Next time. Taisa Rosh says like this. Taisa Rosh brings down the kasha from Kol Dolan Gvar to Chalukah. Yeah? He says the Teretz of Taisa Bob Basra with the Rosh that we don't let you steal. So you can't do Kol Dolan Gvar. Then he brings out that. Is that? And then he asks this kasha also, word for word. He says, so how can you compare it to Marashlishi? But when he hits the kasha, he hits on three words. He hits on three words. When he hits the kasha from Mana Shlishi, he hits on three words that Toises didn't hit on. That was Yom Tov. Fekta Toises Rosh. Halloy, how could you compare Shnei Merchus and Betalus to Mana Shlishi? By Mana Shlishi, the reason why we don't do Kol Dol and Gvar is because Itofas Lo Mafkinon. Halloy, the Rosh was bothered. Why don't we do Kol Dol and Gvar by Mana Shlishi? You can't say over there because we don't let one guy steal from the other. We didn't know yet the teretz that the guy is holding for both, right? We didn't know yet. We're in the kasha. So the Rosh was bothered, why taka by Kol Dol Gvar? Don't you taka to Kol Dol by Mana Shlishi? He says, we have a klal of Balbasra, itofas lemafkinan. Once it's already sitting by somebody who's holding it, we don't take it away from him to do Kol Dol Gvar. So what was the Tosis of Rosh's kasha from Mana Shlishi to Shnei Merchus? Kasha was like this. How can you compare Mana Shlishi to Shnei Merchus? There are two different reasons why we don't do Kol Dol and Gvar. Over there we don't do Kol Dol and Gvar. Why? Because itofas lo mafkinan, it's in somebody's hands, we don't take it away. Over here, why don't you do Kol Dol and Gvar? Over here, why don't you do Kol Dol and Gvar? Over here, why don't you do Kol Dol and Gvar in our Mishnah? Because we don't let one guy steal from the other, correct? We're both holding on to it. What did the Tais Rosh mean to say? So what's the kasha? Tais Rosh is the kasha from Mana Shlishi. It's different from Tais Rosh. Watch. According to Tais Rosh, who says that we never say Yachleiku, unless the Shnei Merchus that tells me Yachleiku, the kasha from Mana Shlishi is point blank. How could the Gemara ask that from Mana Shlishi we should do Yachleiku? Over there, there's no Eichzin. And there is no psak called Yachleiku. The kasha is a simple kasha. Tais Rosh, Tais Rosh, Rabbeinu Tam Kurit is that kasha. Because nobody said Yachleiku needs Eichzin. They asked a different kasha. He asked like this. Why takis did not call Dol and Gvar by Mana Shlishi? Because itofas lo mafkinon. If it's by somebody, we leave it. And why by us is there no call Dol and Gvar? Over here, it's not in the hands of a third party. So why by us is there no call Dol and Gvar? That already the Rosh said why. Because one guy can't steal from the other. So I have two scenarios, which has two different reasons why there's no call Dol and Gvar. Over here, there's no call Dol and Gvar. Why? Because you're not allowed to take it out of somebody's interest. Over by us is no Kol Dol and Gvar. Why? Because you don't let one guy steal from the other. Frek the Rosh, Rabbi Nutama, the Tais Rosh, then you can't compare the two places. Why not? Over there, the Psak Be'etzem was supposed to be what? What's the Iker Psak supposed to be? What's the primary Psak always? Kol Dol and Gvar. So why do Mana Shlishi don't we do Kol Dol and Gvar? Because Itofas Lo Mafkinan, watch what I'm going to say. Itofas Lo Mafkinan is a reason why the psak is not the psak, or technically, bureaucratically, I can't implement Kol Dol and Gvar. Itofas, we have a klal, Tifer Gesagt. There's a rule inside the din of Kol Dol and Gvar. The psak is Kol Dol and Gvar. That's the psak. Just the inside Hilchus Kol Dol and Gvar, there's a din of Itofas Lo Mafkinan. So over there, why do we do Yei Monach? Because the psak is Kol Dol and Gvar. Just we have an internal sifka in the Hilchus Kol Dol and Gvar that when it's by somebody, lo mafkinon. By us, why isn't there Kol Dol and Gvar? Why is there no Kol Dol and Gvar by us? Because since both the guys are holding on to it, Bezdin doesn't allow one guy steal from the other. That's not an internal problem in the psak of Kol Dol and Gvar. That's the reason why the psak of Kol Dol and Gvar is not relevant. In Shnayim Eichzim, Kol Dol and Gvar is not a respectable psak because you're stealing from one guy. So Kol Dol and Gvar is not the psak. Hey, we don't let one guy steal from the other. So Kol Dol and Gvar is not relevant by Shnei Merchus. So what do? When you don't have a psak of Kol Dol and Gvar, we go to option two. What do? Yachleiku. Frek the Tosis Rosh. Frek the Rosh. Frek the Beinu Tam. A different kasha in Gansen. Looks like the same kasha, not the same kasha. According to Tosis, who learns that the only reason why we do Yachleiku is because you're Eisen. Tosis is a catastrophic kasha. How could the Gemara compare Mana Shlishi to Shnei Merchus? Shnei Merchus is a Siva Chaku, and my Mashi doesn't have it. Mori de Kakashi, no Tosis answers. Over there, they're both holding on to it, so we have a Nansadi. The Rosh in a million years, this is the Lishitase. Moshe Emes Vitaras Emes, look how the Rishonim were meduktik. The Rosh in a million years couldn't ask such a Kasha. There's no Kasha. Somebody said they have Likus because of Eisen. Echlikus is a Kupsak. So the comparison of the Gemara is a Mori de Kakashi comparison. Why here Echlikus? Why here Munach? What the Rosh asked was a different kasha in Gansin. It looks like the same kasha. It's not the same kasha. What the Rosh asked was that there's two different reasons why there's no kol dolon gvar in the two places. Vipaltra, two different reasons. That's why there's no stira. Why? Because over there we don't say kol dolon gvar. Why? Because of a technicality. The psak is kol dolon gvar. There's nobody holding on to it. We really should pass in kol dolon gvar. Just inside the din of kol dolon gvar, there's a clause that if it's by somebody, we don't take it out. So over there, what do? The psak is kol dolon gvar. I'm not allowed to do it. Mitzad hilchus kol dolon gvar. So you do yemurach. Why should I move on to yachaliku? That's the kormazach. The psak is kol dolon gvar. I can't do kol dolon gvar. So too bad. Leave it. Vashayki by us. You know why by us we do yachaliku? Because the psak is not kol dolon gvar. Because when two people hold on to it, the belt is an act of gzela. So kol dolon gvar is not the correct way to resolve the suffix. What is the psak yachaliku? Frek the taisis harosh, the rosh of edutam. Not! How can you say yachaliku over there? It's not oichzin. There's a different kasha. How can you compare the two places? Over there, that the reason why there's no kol dolon gvar is because loy mafkinon. So there we leave it at Yehi Munach. By us, where the reason why there's no kol dolon gvar is because of gzela. There's no psak of kol dolon. So how can you compare the two places? By us, we move over from kol dolon gvar to haichaluka because kol dolon gvar is not the right psak. Over there, we say Yehi Munach because the psak is kol dolon gvar. How do I know that's the emes of pshat? Because the Rosh ate it on three words. Itofas lo mafkinam. According to Taisus, that's not the kasha. And this is the emes l'shitosa yipshat, that everything he said the whole week is emes l'amitoy. Why did the Rosh have to add on? How could you learn off on one shlishi? Over there is the itofas lo mafkinam. What does that do with anything? The kasha is a simple kasha, according to Taisus. We only say yachmaiku when you have an anatani. There's no anatani over there. Goodbye. We have to add on why I'm not doing kol dolon gvar over there. What's that point? According to Taisus, the kasha from Rosh Shlishi is a huge kasha. How can you ask me that we should do yachleiku over there? There's no psak called yachleiku, Gansin, goodbye. We have to eat on the toughest of Afkina. But according to the Rosh, that was never a kasha, because there is a psak called yachleiku. So the steer is a good steer, meaning the Gemara. So what bothered the Rosh? What bothered the Rosh was something else. But over there, it's itofas l'mafkina, the reason why we don't do kol dolon gvar. It's a technicality. So how could the Gemara compare two places where when we don't do kol dolon gvar by default we do yachleiku? You can't compare it. There's two different reasons why we don't do kol dolon gvar. Over here it's because you're gazlan, so there's no psak. So we do yachleiku. Over there, the psak is kol dolon gvar. This is a technical problem. So leave it where it is. That's niflamoy lamita shaltero. And that's why the Rishonim asked the same kasha, but it's not the same kasha. That's why the Rosh ate it on these few words. By the way, that's not medayuk. According to the way Tosis asked the kasha, the words Itofas Lavkina don't belong here. But what are you eating on Itofas Lavkina? The kasha wasn't why there's no kol dolon gvar over there. The kasha was, you can't say Achleiku, there's no Anan Tzadi. What the Rosh ate on Itofas Lavkina? The Teretz said the kasha was a different kasha. By the way, what does Tosis answer? What did the Rosh answer? What did the Rosh answer? Over there it's also called what? Over there it's also called Eichsen. They're also the Nifkat's holding for both. And what is that going to do? And then what? Listen to the Tifkai. And now that the Nifkat's holding for both, therefore what? Therefore it's called Gzela. So it comes out that they're also the reason why we don't take Kodong Gvar, because we're not going to let one guy steal from the other. Ah! So we have two places where there's no Psak of Kodong Gvar for the same reason. What's the reason why there's no Psak of Kodong Gvar in both places? Because it's Gzela. So Fosep is over here, we say Achleker. Over there, we say Yemurach. That's a good kasha. Now the Gemara's kasha makes sense. That's Niflamoy Lamita Shalteira, the greater famous Shinui between how the Rosh asked the kasha and how the Taisus asked the kasha, and what role is the Shalai Bokes and the Dallas playing. That's Niflamoy.
So, Maizah, Itabas Lamakina today, you mean because it's the Gzela?
What do you say?
The reason why Itabas
Lamakina. No. Itabas Lamakina is an internal din. That what Marviach I did exalis, and that was according to all the Mandiyam. He tells us something is machlekes ashitis. What the Rosh meant to say is that what he asked me kashes chutz is about the Yom was he tells us lot of ginam. But the Teretz exalis at the end is the Chul Yom. That's the big revach here. Tavas Lavkin is only one Mandiyam of Balbasra. What the Rosh meant to say is what he asked me about Chazak Kasher. There's a Mandiyam of rules. He tells us Lavkin. That's what he means to ask. No, that's internal. It's not a case of Gzela. It's even if it doesn't. It's a din that once it's by a third party, we don't take it. Nothing to do with Gzela's. Gzela's is only when one guy stealing from the other guy's Mufzik. Here it's even when it's in Bezin. Yeah.
Pardon Gzela, why is
it? Well, let's take hold on very fast. That's a major, major self. Now I want to point out What do we speak about in the Sheet of the Rosh? Just for a 1 minute summary. In the Sheet of the Rosh, we said, we said in the Rosh that the role that Urzin is playing in the Mishnah is not a reason for Yachloik, because reason why you don't do Kol Dongvar. A. B. So why do you do Chalukah? It's a Psak Sofik. 3. That's why we said the Rosh went out of his way to explain why Kol Dongvar is better than Chalukah, because Chalukah is also a Psak Sofik as opposed to Tosfos. Chalukah is not a Psak Mechal. 4. We explained why the Rosh brought a Raya from Naska the Rebbe and Tosfos didn't, because Tosfos is coming to prove that he called a Gazlan. 5. We said that there's a huge machlekes. World War, what's called Chalukah Chalei Zebes. Tosfos learns it's totally in reality. The Rosh learns it's totally in the Tzuras HaSofik, how the Zach looks to us when it comes into Bezdin. Even though today, after the Tainus, we don't have a Tzad that it's half-half. But Chalukah Chalei Zebes, by the way, I want to add on something very, very important. I didn't stress enough yesterday. The Rosh says that Chalukah Chalei Zebes, the Rosh says that by Manashlishi, I'll tell you Akash, everyone asks. I didn't stress it enough yesterday to bring out. The Rosh says, Manashlishi, Koyidim Shemay Demach Lakus, the guy knows before they open their mouths. So the whole Velt asks, that's very funny. The Gemara says a different shot on Daf Gemara. The Gemara says, because they're Chalukah Chalei Zebes. The Velt asks Akash, how could the Rosh get up and say that Manashlishi, we do Yemunach, because the Nifkad knew before they opened their mouths that only one of them. The Gemara of people says a different reason. The Gemara says, because they're Chalukah Chalei Zebes. Yakasha, Moedig Akasha, I forgot to say this yesterday. How could the Rosh get up and say that the problem by Manashlishi is what? How could the Rosh get up and say Manashlishi that the problem is what? Because the Nifkad knew beforehand that was only one of them. The Gemara says a different problem. The Gemara says the problem is Enachalukah Chalias Emes. The Teretz obviously is that that's how the Rosh learned Enachalukah Chalias Emes. Enachalukah Chalias Emes is not totally in reality. Enachalukah Chalias Emes is. What was the state of the object before the machlekes started? Because after the machlekes started, there's no option of a chalukah. That's what the words means. That the nifka knew beforehand, so the state of the object in its state of suffix doesn't allow for such a possibility. Like we said yesterday, that's niflamoid. Now, there's one more major shita in this dilemma between called Olin Gvar and Steinberg, and that's the sheet of the Rivon Baba Basra. We're going to spend a few days on it. We're going to come back to it. What I want to do is, I want to, on Sunday, start the next Tosfos. One second. Then we're going to learn Shitas Rashi. And sometime over the next few days, weeks, we're going to come back and relearn the Rivon. I would prefer to learn it after we learn that Gimel inside, because the whole Tosfos of the Rivon revolves around Pshat and that Gimel and Aleph, or Biesi and Rabbanon. But there's another whole sheet which holds nothing of what I said the whole week. A different set of rules in Gansen, by the way. A different set of rules. As far as Friday is concerned, tonight, Brit Hashem, we're going to start Ali Shur at 8:15, and the regular event at 10:45, which I'll explain to you why you went to the Kenes. And on Friday, we're starting a new program under the initiative of Rabbi Yitzi Shlita. I'm going to do groups of Bacharim, like 6 or 7 Bacharim at a time, to talk over the sugya of the week. Can't do everybody every week. We'll do 4 groups tomorrow. And he said that we shouldn't start before 10, so I'm a Kabul, the Gzaradin. So a monk has a list of who's this week, and Mitzvah next week will be the other guys. Shotev Mitzvahas in Galay. We'll have to manage by themselves. Shotev Mitzvahas. 11:30 tomorrow is the weekly shmooze. By the way, the weekly shmooze is not a voluntary event. See you later. And also there's a regular Rabbi Hertzberg program tomorrow, even though he's not here.